Stargazer Time. Our weekly look into the massive universe around our tiny, troubled planet. As usual, we're fortunate to have the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips to guide us on the way. We've got him on the line right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the east after sunset, and at around 9:30 p.m., Mars will also be rising in the east. The Moon this week is passing through its full phase, meaning, of course, that sky brightness will remain high through to the end of next week.
That means it may be hard to spot some of those Starlink satellites, and apparently you've got an update on those?
Yes, there are new developments in the ongoing drama of SpaceX Starlink project. This bold project to launch thousands of small internet-providing satellites into low Earth orbit has become a thorn in the side of astronomers, especially people like me that work on large-scale wide-field surveys. At a recent event attended by astronomers and space industry representatives, efforts were made to understand how we can mitigate the damage to astronomy, an effort that would require both astronomers and satellite operators to work together.
And bring everybody up to speed on exactly why these things, again, are such a problem.
Well, the issue is that because of their low orbit and high reflectivity, they catch the sun's rays and cause streaks and trails in astronomical images. This is most pronounced during sunrise and sunset when the satellites are not completely within the Earth's shadow.
And as for that meeting you're talking about, what were some of the ideas?
Well, both sides are keen to see a resolution to this problem, but stopping launches altogether is not an option. So observatories may have to time their observations in between satellite passes. And in turn, satellite makers will have to find ways to darken their spacecraft and make them less visible to Earth-based telescopes.
But it'll do nothing about the ones that are up there.
Unfortunately not.
So it's really not an easy fix, huh?
It's really not. And these satellites are not just a problem for astronomers. They are a problem for anyone that enjoys the night sky because they are also visible to the human eye. With tens of thousands of these machines destined for launch, our view of the night sky is going to be transformed forever. Imagine seeing the equivalent of the H1 freeway passing overhead at night while you chill out on the beach. That gives you an idea of how bad things will get.
Christopher Phillips, another enlightening and frightening Stargazer report. Thank you so much.
You are welcome, Dave.
And I'm Dave Lawrence. Catch you next week. And you can find Stargazer at HawaiiPublicRadio.org.